Well, we're now going to talk a bit of track work, and we've got Warren Huntley joining us to discuss what happened out at Flemington this morning. How was your morning, Warren?
Yes, yeah, good morning. Now, there's a lot of people obviously up on the Gold Coast with the Magic Million sales and the race meeting this Saturday, but still a number of horses going through their paces, and some of them perhaps building up to some feature racing coming up in the next month or so down here.
There was one horse that you liked from the jump outs last week, a horse called Microphone, who was a two-year-old that impressed.
He was hard to miss, Nards. He's had the blinkers applied recently, a Godolphin two-year-old with the James Cummings stable, and there was three jump outs for the two-year-olds down the straight last Friday. Was clearly the fastest of them, and the blinkers have really sharpened him up, and he won by a significant margin with Dwayne Dunn aboard. He's nominated for a race down the straight at Flemington this Saturday. We've got racing at headquarters this Saturday and the next, then leading into the long weekend for the Australia Day. And he looks like he's ready to go. He certainly coped well with the straight, and definitely the application of blinkers has been a real key to getting the best out of him at this early stage of his career.
Okay, so that's a horse definitely to follow then, Microphone. We also had a few this morning worth mentioning, and first of all, stablemate, a Microphone, Etymology.
Well, he's just going great. He's been a revelation the last couple of starts, hasn't he, Nards, with his win in the Bagot and leading into it since he's got over that staying trip. And I just thought worth mentioning, he only strayed over 1,200 metres in even time this morning, but heard James Cummings mention that there might be a race for him in Sydney the weeks ahead, just if he keeps holding together well. He certainly looks to be, and he's really come into his own when he's got out to the staying trips the last couple of runs, and certainly looked bright and fit this morning, and there's every chance we might have to keep an eye on the Sydney fields in the next couple of weeks, a week or so, to see if he pops up in a race there. But he's holding together well, and obviously his race form the last couple of starts has just been terrific.
That's for sure. And Tony Nacone is another horse who comes through jump outs from last week, and so does Girls Got Spirit.
Worth mentioning that jump out. As I mentioned, there was three jump outs for the two-year-olds down the straight, and then the other jump outs were back on the inside grass track. And clearly the fastest of them was a heat that Tony Nacone and Girls Got Spirit come through. And we know Girls Got Spirit's got quite a bit of speed about her. She likes to jump and run from Team Corsons, and that's what she did in her jump out, so I'd be looking for her to appear in a suitable short course race in the near future where she, if she can ride the speed, she'll be very hard to beat if she doesn't get a lot of pressure. She looks to be coming to hand well and hasn't lost any of her zest. But Tony Nacone, who was able to win a race early in his career at Caulfield and looked like he was going to go ahead, maybe he just plateaued a little bit, that preparation, but he was the one off the speed in that jump out, really worked home nicely under his own steam. So there's some racing coming up, the fringe feature races for the three-year-olds, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Tony Nacone get back to something like his best in those races. He looked to really work home nicely in that jump out. I just thought worth noting out of those heats that both Tony Nacone and Girls Got Spirit trialled well last Friday.
Okay, definitely. And a few others worthy of mention from Flemington, one being a Holbein, who can race with a bit of ability and must always be a good track worker because it always starts in the market.
He does, Nards, and look, he's got, I think, getting out to 1,400 metres he might be ready for now. He's been going okay in races that have perhaps been a little bit short of his best distance. With those runs under his belt, there's a race at Flemington on Saturday where he might be able to ride the speed and see something like his best. I've got no doubt he'll start in the market again. He had a nice tick-over gallop this morning and worked home nicely at the end of it without really being tested. He's an eye-catching looking horse, so he always looks to move well and really catches your eye with his general makeup. But I think he's probably just about ready to produce a peak performance at Flemington on Saturday.
Okay, so that's a big tick there, Holbein. Also, a horse called George Patton.
Well, he's an interesting runner with the Snowden camp. I thought he'd run very well first up, and he did everything but that. But he'd been trialling well going into it, and he seems to have come through that race and continues to work nicely. So not too sure what to make of what happened when we saw him at the races the first time down here, but look, he continues to work well, and he's definitely got talent, and he's in very good hands. So maybe just if you're thinking about George Patton, or you did give him a chance last start, you might want to give him another try, because he continues to work like a horse of well above average ability, and his overall record says that he is that, and his work this morning was nice and sharp.
And what about Rikorza?
A few from the Ellerton Zara camp. Rikorza, second up, sort of got under the guard a little bit in terms of a starting price and won well. He goes up in grade at Flemington on Saturday, but gee, I think he's come through that race well and looks to have a bright future. So not discounting Records. There is work this morning, short and sharp over 800 metres, but really finished off nicely his last 400 metres. So I think can measure up to stronger grade, and perhaps even Saturday wouldn't be leaving him out of anything that he does. I think he's come to hand well. He was good winning last start, obviously up in grade, but looks progressive and really nice work this morning.
Okay, and Prezzato?
Yeah, a couple that are probably up and running now and deep enough into the preparations. Prezzato, the first of them, he's proved effective as a younger horse down the straight. There's an option for him at Flemington on Saturday. He's holding his condition really well, and just a nice maintenance gallop this morning, quickening up at the end of his 800-metre gallop the last 400 metres. And Joe Wingold, there's a couple of options for him at Flemington on Saturday, and he was able to win at 1,400 metres last start, and he's held his condition well since then and was just kept up to the mark this morning with a similar type of workout to Prezzato, where he just improved a little bit the last 400 metres of his 800 metre hit out. But they're both up and running now, and really just maintenance gallops more than anything else.
And Rock and Gold?
Yeah, similar type of work to Prezzato. No, it's just kept up to the mark. There's a couple of options for him on Saturday, but yeah, hard and fit now, deep into his preparation. Hadn't been a regular winner earlier in his career, but going very well now, and looks a happy horse.
Okay, who do you think are the main horses to take from this morning?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be with a lot of people keen to see Microphone get to the races at Flemington on Saturday night. So he'd probably be the headline act. I think out to 1,400 metres, Holbein will really appreciate that step up in distance. And yeah, I thought Recorza, despite going up in ground up in grade on Saturday's work this morning, was out of a horse that's ready to run well at his next start.
Okay, so that's a look at the track work from Flemington this morning. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Mark.